going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
The show Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives recently paid another visit to Mulberry. Please tell us a little bit about it.
Well, actually, it was a follow-up show. I think they were here roughly around 15 years ago. And the guy didn't come this time, but they sent the crew out, and we had a great day together, a wonderful time. And they talked about some of the things we did on the previous show, and then we showed them a couple things that we're doing now.
Are you limited to share what those new things are?
Yeah, we did a short rib, a Wagyu short rib with Beto cheese risotto. I think Stanley Tucci made Beto cheese famous on his show when he said it was the most expensive cheese in the world, which I don't know if that's true, but it is expensive, as is Wagyu. But we did that for them, and then we did chicken violani, which is a Parmesan-crusted chicken with some tomatoes and a little butter sauce with some lemon in it and a little bit of tomato paste. And some of the other things I think they may have highlighted was lasagna and, of course, the meatball.
How exciting is it to hear from Food Network that a crew would be coming to showcase your restaurant?
Yeah, it's very exciting. I think it's great for the employees. I think it's great for the Buffalo restaurant community in general. I know some other restaurants have been on there as of late that they revisited. You know, Buffalo, we got a great food scene, and I don't think the nation pays enough attention to it. So it's always good stuff.
How hopeful are you that with this appearance tomorrow night, Friday night on Food Network, that more people will be interested in coming to visit your restaurant, not just here, but from across the country?
Well, I tell you what, we got a really big shot in the arm. We were busy before that happened, and after it happened, it went bonkers. And I guess we're kind of hoping for the same thing. It was 15 years ago, so I think it's reaching a different audience. And we're hopeful that with that new audience, that it does generate some new buzz and we get some new people and we get to make some new friends.
And you're holding an event to mark this on Friday night.
You know, I'm just horrible with social media. We put a post on there yesterday. We'll put a little something on there tomorrow morning to remind everybody. But we're not doing anything formal. We're just inviting friends and family and employees and anybody who else wants to come out and have a good time tomorrow night. I think we're going to start around 7:30, 8 o'clock at the bar and just make a really good time of it. And hopefully after the show, we're whooping it up for a couple hours and then we get ready for Saturday.